10 years ago, Pennsylvania legislators signed a law allowing casino gambling. With slots revenue down across the Commonwealth, people are now wondering whether casinos are a good bet. Keystone Crossroads' Mariel Segarra tries to answer that question at one casino in Chester.
It's 4 p.m., and a horse race wraps up at Harrah's Philadelphia Casino and Racetrack. The casino is located on the former site of the Sun Shipbuilding and Dry Dock Company, a factory that employed 35,000 people at its peak during World War II.
America, fighting a global war, calls on its shipbuilders for vessels of every type and description.
The factory shut down in the 1980s. Despite its name, Harrah's Philadelphia is actually located in the ailing city of Chester. Chester's population has fallen to half of what it was 50 years ago. The city has long struggled with high unemployment and vacant, run-down properties. But 8 years ago, Harrah's built a casino here. It took advantage of a state program that gives companies tax breaks for developing vacant or contaminated land. Mayor John Linder wasn't in office at the time, but he remembers how desperate people were for the casino to solve the city's problems.
You have people who want very badly for a bad condition to end. Your eyes are going to get bright and be hopeful that that's the panacea.
Harrah's was the third casino to launch after the state passed a law approving casino gambling. City officials hoped Harrah's would bring gaming revenue, jobs, and economic development to the area. Was the casino a good bet? Depends who you ask. At the casino, General Manager Ron Bauman says Harrah's has been good for Chester. Under state gaming laws, Harrah's pays Chester at least $10 million in gaming revenue a year. That's 30% of the city's operating revenue. The city has used that money to lower taxes, invest in infrastructure, and reduce tuition for Chester residents at a local community college. The company also uses a couple Chester businesses as suppliers.
Our commitment was to take a site that was doing nothing for the community and really turn it into a source of broad economic development for both the city and the county.
City officials hoped the new casino would put some of Chester's unemployed population back to work. The state tax incentive program didn't require Harrah's to create a specific number of jobs, but Bauman says Harrah's held job fairs and spent $500,000 teaching county residents hospitality industry skills. The casino also offers free training for dealers. But Bauman says out of the casino's more than 1,600 employees, only about 130 live in Chester. Nearly 400 live outside the state.
I would love for our Chester numbers to continue to increase.
Bauman says hiring decisions are sometimes out of the casino's control.
We're a very, very regulated business. We don't get to choose who gets a license or not. The state does that.
He's referring to state gaming rules, which say people can't hold certain casino jobs if they completed a felony prison sentence within the last 15 years. According to the latest figures, 9 out of every 1,000 Chester residents were released from prison in 2008. That compares to just more than 1 resident per 1,000 in the county as a whole. Bauman says he's spoken to the Gaming Control Board about loosening the restrictions. Across the highway from Harrah's, there's a store called Juicy, where you can get a 16-ounce mango pineapple smoothie for $3. The store doesn't look like much from outside, but inside, it's bright orange, with a big blackboard that holds the day's menu. Juicy is one of few restaurants in the city.
Right now, we're sitting right here in the business district, and how do you have a business district that looks like a bomb dropped on it? Shutters are closed, no one is around.
Abu Weathers is the owner of the store and a community activist. He says Harrah's didn't live up to the city's promises.
It was all sold to be like something that was going to be an economic boom for Chester, that it was going to bring people into the business district, and we have seen none of that.
Weathers says people can't rely on large institutions like Harrah's to bring back Chester's downtown, that change will come from local entrepreneurs. Thomas Moore was the chief of staff to former Mayor Wendell Butler when Harrah's opened. He says people were expecting too much from one casino.
It wasn't designed to solve all of the ills of an urban area that has been through 40, 50 years of economic decline.
Moore says the casino was part of a broader economic development strategy, that it couldn't be a silver bullet, no matter how much people wanted it to be. It also pulled the city out of a financial hole.
We actually, you know, went from having deficits to having surpluses. It allowed us to just pay the bills without going further and further into debt.
But Chester's finances are in jeopardy again. Costs are going up, and the city's getting less money from Harrah's as the casino faces competition from around the state. At the end of last year, Chester was once again running a deficit. The tax incentive that attracted Harrah's to Chester ran out in December 2013. That means Chester will get more than $3.5 million in additional taxes from the casino and other companies every year. The money probably won't be enough to pull the city out of a deficit again. Meanwhile, there are 11 other casinos in Pennsylvania. The State Gaming Control Board is considering allowing casinos to open in at least two other cities, including Philadelphia and Newcastle. Marielle Segarra, Keystone Crossroads.